Welcome to a very special festive episode of Bangers. In case you're wondering where I've been for the past 2 weeks, I'm so sorry. One, I was so busy with work, like exams are coming up. And two, I literally got sick like twice. I have been down in the gutter. I have been in the trenches. This is like the first week in a while where I feel like, okay. I don't even know what happened. It's like I didn't get sick at all at the start of the year. No frost flu, nothing after Halloween, nothing after homecoming. And all of a sudden, it's just like everything hit me at once. I literally was like living off of Hall's Advil in a dream, truly. Like I had to film something for dance and I just remember I felt so horrible and we had to do it like so late at night. And this was like one of the days where I was literally like deathly sick. I was running myself on like, I was souped up on like Advil and Tylenol. We were on double duty. And I don't even feel like that was like me in there, man. Like, I'm so scared to see what happens when the video comes out because I literally do not remember that day at all. I just remember feeling like miserable, like I was in the trenches. But anyways, that's why I have not been able to record. But what matters is I am back, and I'm back just in time for Christmas. And as you may know, that means Sabrina's Fruitcake album has defrosted. She's my Mariah Carey. I don't care. That song, Buy Me Presents, by the way, that was the song. That song is so good. It's so cute. It's so fun. I think she did such a great job with her Christmas EP because it's so incredibly Sabrina while being, like, very much a Christmas album. Like, I literally look forward to when, like, the first snow because I'm like, okay, I can listen to this album now. Finally. So cute. So fun. I think last year I started with Is It New Year's Yet? Off her album, so little parallels. And December is my favorite month because it's also my birthday, which means I double down on everything. But the dangerous thing about birthday and Christmas being near each other is you like spend everything. All the money you get from like your family and stuff, it's gone. And then there's just half of the year where I'm living off scraps, which I'm so jealous of my sister because her birthday's in April, which is almost like right in the middle. But she says she'd rather have my birthday, so I don't know. I'll leave that up to y'all if you want, you know. Shoot a message. What do we think is better? Christmas and birthday near each other or Christmas and birthday as far away from each other as possible? Let's ask the council. Anyways, as always, I got way more music for you along with some Christmas surprises and a lot of pop culture stuff to discuss. So as always, I will see you guys after the break.
Everybody's on your looking right. Party's the only place that really really knows me. I'm just trying to get outside of this body. Guess I love you more than I should say. I'm just trying to put this shit away. Don't need anybody here to console me. I'm just trying to get outside of this.
With that, we are back. Started that off with the iconic Pink Diamond by Charlie XCX. What a way to start an album. That's all I have to say. I feel like this one has resurged in my life because if you guys have seen the video of the girl that's like, I have the one and only 24 karat gold, La Boo Boo. That girl also has a pink diamond, La Boo Boo. And someone made like a really cursed edit of a really crunchy photo of that Labubu from that video as like a screenshot to that song, and it's literally one of the funniest videos on the internet. I showed it to my friend a couple months ago when we were in Toronto, and she actually could not stop laughing in public. We were like peeing ourselves. Anyways, I digress. After that, I played Silly by Troye Sivan. Might be my favorite song of his. My friend tried to say that Troy is like not a good artist. It was Daniel, guys. Trader Daniel. Just on my show, seconds later, turning his back on me. Evil behavior. He was like, Troy's not that good. Like, why are we lying? I'm like, he is that good. Like, stop playing. Okay, some of Troy's older stuff isn't great, but this last album is objectively very, very, very good, and I will not stand for Troye Sivan slander in this house. Daniel, for listening to this, if you want to come back, we as a society are going to need an apology on behalf of Troy. I'm so sorry. After that, I played Space Invader by Keytronda. I've been saying it wrong. Sorry, I was just looking at the name, and I remember I played one of his songs last time, and I said Keytronda with full conviction. It is Keytronada. My fault, King. My fault. After that, I played What I Could Be by Kanji, in case you don't want to open the playlist for this. That is K, two K's, because I guess he's just edgy like that. A-N-G-I. There you have it. Then after that, I played Obsessed by Sophie Powers featuring Ashley Sienna. Again, like, I've just been on my Sophie Powers grind recently. She's really been doing her big ones. I really don't know what to say much more about that. What can I talk about? I'm scanning my brain. Like that one video of Cynthia Erivo when she's like... You can't hear it, but it's like she's... Because you know how she's bald? So... They ask her a question, and she's like, let me see. I saw. And she's like thinking. So she puts her fingers on her forehead and scales like up and down while like walking. And it looks so funny. And people edited it, so there's a sound effect in the back. It's like beep, beep, boop, 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 boop. So it sounds like one of those scanners. When you know when you're at the airport and they do the spinny thing? I've never had to do it before, but when you see somebody in the security checkout and they're in the one that spins and scans and then they have to have their arms out and stuff, that's what like the sound effect sounds like. I would pull it up, but I've had a really hard time finding that stuff recently. I really am not unemployment enlightened as of late, despite going to see the Wicked movie, but I will talk about that later. The Wicked press tour is not real. And I think the elephant in the room, she needs to be addressed. It's the entirety of pop culture right now, truly. Like, more so than the movie, the press tour and the promotions are probably... They're what's getting people into the theater, though. It's like when Harry Styles slapped Chris Pine or something. And that one movie, the sales skyrocketed because of that. No one was going... because of the movie, people were going to see what on earth could have possibly gone on set to like cause this. Why? What's the tea? Which is smart. I mean, I can't blame them. Go get that check. That movie was bad though. The Harry Styles one was really, really bad. So I can see why, you know, maybe they had to pull some strings, do some inside operations to get people to the theaters. Because I'm not joking, that was one of the worst movies I've ever seen in my entire life. But once again, I do digress. So we're going to go through a few more songs. And then after the next break, it's going to be all Wicked press tour.
I am a poor boy to bar up a bum. collaborate and make the holiday a little bigger. Before we work, I gotta get this off. See the other family members and drop gifts off. Then I'm headed to the studio, cause ain't nothing stopping. How you know we about to turn it up and really get it popping now? People everywhere and all our Twitter followers, Merry Christmas, Kwanzaa, Happy Hanukkah.
Some people say they don't care. When there's people on the street with no food, it's not fair. It's about time for you to act merrily. It's about time for you to give to charity. Rarely do people even want to help at all, cause they're warm by the fire, getting toys and the dolls. Not thinking there's a family out hungry and cold. Wishing that they had somebody they could hold. So I think some of you need to act bold. Give a can to a drive, let's change the glow. Glow, 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 glow. I'm the drummer boy, so do. I'm the drummer boy, so do.
Baby, I don't feel so good. Six words you never understood. I'll never let you go. Five words you never say. I laugh alone like nothing's wrong. 4 days has never felt so long. If three's a crowd and two is us, one slipped away. I just wanna make you feel okay. But all you do is look the other way. I didn't want to stay. Is there a reason we're not through? Is there a 12 step just for you? Our conversations all in blue. 11 hits, 10 fingers tearing out my hair. 9 times you never made it there. I ate alone at 7, you were 6 minutes away. How am I supposed to make you feel okay? Your preferred sexual orientation. I'm so selfish, but you make me feel helpless, yeah. And I can't stand another day. Stand another day. I just wanna make you feel okay. But all you do is look the other way.
juicy. I know you want a taste. It used to be yours, but you lost it.
And with that, we are back for one last round of songs coming up. We started that with one of my favorite Christmas songs of all time, but also one of the ones with the most stupid lyrics, I think, objectively, I have ever heard. And that is Drummer Boy by Justin Bieber and Busta Rhymes. No, but genuinely, what is he doing there? It's such a random side quest. And of all people to get as a rap feature for like a Justin Bieber song when this guy was like, what, 16? They're like, we know the guy. Let's call Busta Rhymes. He can hop on the track. Not to lie, his verse is where most of the weird stuff is. But what's just crazy to me is they decided to turn Little Drummer Boy into a rap song. And it actually did kind of work. I see the vision, and at the end of the day, it's camp. I quite enjoy the song when the festive season rolls around. If this plays at the function, I'm up. I'm jumping. I don't know what function it would be because I'm sure that, I don't know, this is not going to be playing at my grandparents' house. That is for sure. After that, I played the iconic Wish You Were Gay by Billie Eilish. I've been really going back to her older music a lot, but I think that's also because I've pretty much played the entirety of both Hemi Hard and Soft and Happier Than Ever on here. So we're getting down to the wire with Billy Sons Left Over. Next year, it's going to have to be Rerun City out here because, no, I'm not going to say that. Because you know what's going to happen? Billy's going to drop a new album and the world will heal. So we're just going to move on. After that, I played Borderline by Tame Impala, arguably probably one of my favorite songs of all time. I've never met a person that doesn't like this song. That song and Chihiro are my go-tos when someone gives me the aux for the first time and I don't know them very well. They pretty much always get, they always make it through. They always clear. And then we finished that off with Some by Rochelle Jordan. I know a few shows ago I played The Boy for you guys. But yeah, she's like Sophie Powers. She's just been doing her big one. I don't know what to say. This is just so good. I don't know why I didn't find out about her sooner. No one is really making music like this right now in the way that she is. Just literally, yeah, no words. With that out of the way, though, it's time to address the urging problem. Not problem, but the big thing in pop culture right now, so that all of you are in the know. The Wicked for Good press tour. Now, I am probably going to, like, maybe throw some shade in some directions. So I would like to start this by saying I went into that theater and I came out of the movie and I really enjoyed it. I thought it was great. I did not watch the musical. I had no clue it was going to happen. And my friend who went with me knew. And it was so funny because he was like, your reactions were crazy. There were so many plot twists. I really like how it ended. I'm not going to spoil anything because it's still fresh. Except people on the internet are like, why are we complaining about spoiling a musical that came out 20 years ago? I don't care. I wanted to go in blind and I thought that I would enjoy the experience as a movie better because they have all of the CGI and prosthetics. It's not CGI. Everything that you are going to see on people's faces, again, I'm not going to spoil, it's all prosthetics. It it's genuinely insane. They sang everything live. So that was gaggy, but again, on to the pressing issue. We're going to start things off with potentially the biggest meme on the internet right now. Madame Morrible, MM, flip it around, Wicked Witch. So, here we go. I'm going to explain this. So, if you don't know, Michelle Yao is in the movie, and she plays a character called Madame Morrible. Again, I'm not going to spoil too much, but in the second movie, like, she becomes a bit more evil, I guess. So, she was probably in, like, her dressing room one day, and she's, like, thinking to herself, or she's about to go to sleep, and she's like, wait, if I take MM and I flip it around, I get WW, because, like, Madame Morrible is the actually evil one, so she's, like, the Wicked Witch. So now at every single press interview that this woman has, every single red carpet, any talk show she has been on, she does not fail to bring this up. She's like, Madame Morrible really became WW Wicked Witch. And the first time she did it, she was so proud. She was like laughing to herself. She's like, see, you take Madame Morrible, flip it around, Wicked Witch. And she's like laughing and smiling. And you know what? I love that for her. If I came up with that myself, I'd be acting like that. But like every single interview without fail, this is brought up. And it's so funny because it's like, it's just so stupid and so random. Also important is the Ethan Slater lore with the videos of him as SpongeBob. They do be resurfacing. And it's not a cute moment. I'm not going to say the man's attractive because he isn't. Ari, babe, you can do better. I expect better from you. He's also very controversial, obviously. He plays Bok in the movie. You might not know him as a character outside of Wicked, because Bok isn't really real outside of the Wicked franchise. He's just a munchkin guy. But before he was Bok, he was SpongeBob on the hit musical of the same name that was on Broadway. And there's some really bad videos of him in some tighty whitey pants that somehow he's so short, guys. He's like 5'4", and these pants don't even go down to his legs. Some tighty whitey dress pants in that SpongeBob outfit, shimmying and doing the SpongeBob laugh. And I just can't believe that's a grown man. But at the same time, like, he's so committed. It is kind of impressive. And it is definitely my vocal stim right now. Like, there's one song that is going viral right now where he does, like, the SpongeBob laugh, and it's so cringe, but it's kind of, like, addicting. Okay, but, again, we have to move, because the real elephant in the room and the real thing that I think defines this press tour is we cannot have Ariana Grande and Cynthia Erivo just in an interview together alone. They don't know how to act. But you put Jonathan Bailey in there with them, and all of a sudden, they're normal. I have no clue what happened on the set of this movie, but those two girls are literally acting like they survived World War II. Every time someone brings up a question, they're crying, they get emotional, and they start like touching each other, like hugging. They can't even answer, like, a question properly. There was a question in one of the interviews where they asked what your favorite color is, and Ariana Grande said five. Five? Are you even with us? Like, I'm sorry. Five is your favorite color. I do understand if it was a long press day, though, because you could not get me in those rooms doing those interviews for hours. But the holding space thing, the video where somebody is like interviewing Ari and they're holding her hand, and there's a photo of Cynthia in the back and she looks pissed as hell. I'm like, girl, what's going on? The hat. There was also another incident where Cynthia lost her hat on tour and somebody found it. Like, they had the hat and they met her like after like a press tour. Like, they waited backstage, she came out, and they're like, you know I have your hat, right? And she's like, no way. And she gets like way too like shocked about this. She fully like steps back and puts her hand out like, stop. And she makes like a crazy face. Everything's also so memeable. Like, the concept of thing I was talking about before with like the head scan, the MMWW, not the time helicopter. There's another interview where they're talking to them on set and a helicopter's coming by. And for some reason, Ariana Grande gets really pissed about this. And she like starts doing a shooing motion with her hand. She's like, not the time helicopter. What? And then there's Jeff Goldblum, who's just singing random songs in every interview. But I feel like that's just kind of like him. I mean, what do we expect from a like kind of old man? I don't know. Like, it's exactly how I expected him to act. So that's not really gagging me as much as the My favorite color is 5. I'm not going to shut up about that. Because genuinely, what? I would probably just say what was the question if I was super tired on a long press day. But the fact that she's just like, yeah, 5. But at the same time, they seem like there's nothing cognitively wrong with them. They're just acting like space cadets. And it's just like so strange. In 10 years, I swear we're going to get like a documentary of everything that happened on set. But at the same time, it's just them. Everyone else has come out of this thing pretty unscathed, pretty normal. Like, beside the MMWW, Michelle Yao's chilling. Ethan Slater, fine. Jonathan Bailey, fine. Jeff Goldblum, fine. It's just these two. What training camp did they put them through? Like, were they, like, being trained by, like, K-pop idols or something? I cannot imagine what would get me to come out of a 3-year filming process acting like that. But anyways, if you didn't know, now you know. If you want more, literally just look up like Wicked Press Tour moments. There's so many. I can't even talk about all of them because so much has happened. The most important thing, though, in my opinion, is if you find some of the stuff strange, it's really important if you still want to see the movie to just try your hardest to separate that from the content of the movie. Because I enjoyed it. I was gagged a lot of the time. I mean, I did kind of just go to see Jonathan Bailey, but he did his job. He was sexy. He sang, he danced, he ate. He gave an acting performance that I think was quite good. He looked good. We got his abs. Anyways, I digress. I said that a lot today. I fear that's my buzzword. But anyways, we have got 3 more songs left. I didn't do a lot of songs today because I knew that Wicked situation was going to be a lot of sustenance for me to try and plow through here while still staying in my time crunch. I usually am good with that, though. Very proud of myself. I never go overtime because I guess I'm just goated like that. Anyways, we're going to start with So Easy in brackets to Fall in Love by Olivia Dean. I feel like her music does kind of give tradwife, but it's good. It's good tradwife music. I don't mind it. I just don't want this to become a trend because I feel like it is very much like a recession indicator. But this song is so good. I'm not going to complain about it. I think she's cute. I don't love the rest of the album. It just feels like the typical subpar British pop star emerging to the mainstream. It's not bad. I just feel like we see this trope very often, and I want something new and something fresh to come out because we've had a lot of that recently. But I feel like you need someone to stick to the classics, and she's doing that. So you know what? Good for you, Olivia. I like you more than Olivia Rodrigo, so do with that what you will, love. After that, I'm going to play Come Back Down by Men I Trust off of their newish album. Found this one from Phineas's Instagram story, where I find most of my music. Everybody say, thank you, Phineas, my goat. And then we're going to finish off on the topic of Wicked and the press tour. We're going to finish off with my favorite song off of the recent Ariana Grande album, Eternal Sunshine, which was robbed from a Grammy nom. I am sorry if you disagree. This thing, that album outdoes Cowboy Carter 10 times over. And it's not even better than Brat or Hemi Hard and Soft, though, I would like to preface. But it is still a great album. I never gave it the light of day. And I remembered how good of a song Yes And was when I woke up one morning and I was like, I need to give this album a try. And it's great. The song is Imperfect for You. She does a really beautiful performance of it on SNL. I think it shows a very different side of her vocals and her vocal tone, which obviously the Wicked movie brought out of her. I think this is a very nice showcase of the improvement in her vocals and her diction. She has a lot of lower notes in the song, a lot in the lower octaves, less head voice. It's just a very different timbre from her, and I really, really like it. And I hope that she tries to look into this sound more going into the future. So with that, everyone, I hope y'all all have an amazing Christmas, amazing New Year's. If you're listening to this and you're not done all your exams, I hope you survive that, because I'm not thriving too much over here. Maybe future Claire, when she comes back in January, can give you guys an update on that. But, yeah, we'll see what fate has in store for me. So, with that, I'll see you guys when I see you, which is probably in January. So, until then, take care of yourselves and Claire out.
The one to make you stop. The icing on your cake, the cherry on the top. It's heaven in my heart, and we could find you some space. I could be the world to you, the missing piece, the extra sentimental kind of chemistry. Some people make it hard, but me, that isn't the case. Cause I think it's so the car. Give me a call and we'll fall into us, and the perfect mix of take my hand, throw your guitar and your clothes in the backseat. My love, they don't understand, but I'll hold your hurt in the box here beside me. How could we know we'd rearrange all the cosmos? We crash and we burn, now I just can't go where you don't go. And usually I'm the anxious too much, but I love you like you need me to. Imperfect, why I'm messy, completely de-stressed, but I'm not like that since I met you. Imperfect, why I'm. Let's go tonight, cause there's just a few seconds left till tomorrow. We have all that we need. Let's leave our baggage and wine at the table. How could we know that this was a happy disaster? I'm glad we crashed and burned. I'll never forget when you told me. You said you.
Coming up now on this week's Release Radar, in partnership with the Kingston Music Office and supported by your friends at Modern City Taxi, we're pleased to present 47 Teeth's new track, Portland Flower. The song and music video are about struggling with the unknown, like wanting to take a leap of faith but not knowing if you're making the right decision, or hoping that you're letting go of the right things and won't get burned in the process. Ultimately, the song is an emotional call for guidance from the universe. Want to be highlighted next time? Complete the Release Radar submission form on the Kingston Music Office website or via visit kingston.music on Instagram. In the meantime, stream Portland Flower by 47 Teeth on your favorite platforms and enjoy it here with us now on CFRC 101.9 FM.